Good morning, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode. I hope you're doing great. I'm doing amazing. Not amazing because I'm on a diet, but yeah, as you guys know, I'm always trying to be happy as fuck. And yeah, I'm super excited for today's episode. It's about a topic that really excites me, which is really important actually. And yeah, let's just start. So maybe you already know it, but if not, I'm insanely interested in the habits of successful and happy people. I mean, actually, if you're successful, you're also happy. Like if you're rich as fuck, but you're not happy, in my terms, you're not successful. Because, yeah, I think you got it, like, just Avicii. He was super rich. He made so much money, but he was... I mean, if you just watch his documentary on Netflix, you're gonna see it. Like, you're gonna see it in his eyes. He was miserable so many times. Like, it's insane. Just watch it on Netflix. It's a really, really good one. But, yeah, that's not what this episode is about. I thought I'm going to share this thing with you because I just read a book called High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard. You should really read it. Really recommend it. And yeah, so one of the most important thing that high performers do is they really believe that everything is figure outable. They think that there is a solution for every problem. They don't always know the solution, but they know that there is a solution for this and this problem, and that they will find a way. I mean, like, for example, when NASA started to try to put people on the moon, they didn't have a goddamn clue how they actually do it. So many problems, so many questions. I mean, fuck, it's the moon. But they found a way. They always believed in themselves. Even when people said, "Ah, it's a waste of money. It's not going to happen. You guys are dumb. You're crazy. You're insane." They just believed in their ability to figure things out. And that's the reason why they succeed. And if you think that everything is figure outable, you also think... or you also believe that everything is trainable. I remember this interview of Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's telling that he had his dream was to become a famous Hollywood star, like a great actor. Well, first he wanted to become a famous bodybuilder. He did that, and then his goal was to become an actor. But he wasn't really talented. I mean, he had a weird German accent, like I do. But he really wanted to become just a famous Hollywood star. Without any talent, skills. And, I mean, he was a huge guy. Like, just too many muscles and a weird German accent. But his mind is insanely strong. He truly believed that if he works hard and he improves every day, it will happen. He believed that becoming a good actor was trainable. And he did it. He did it. That's so insane. Like, with his weird German accent and all his muscles, he became one of the most successful stars. Hollywood stars. Isn't it insane? Yeah, and well, after some years, he wanted to become an important politician. But guess what? He didn't know a thing about politics. He didn't have a goddamn clue. But again, he knew that everything is trainable. And the rest is history. He became the governor of California. Again, like, just think of it a second. Isn't that insane? He he never studied politics. He just did it because he knew, if I just work hard, if I train hard, if I focus on my progress, it's gonna happen. I will be successful, and that's what you should do. Start just realizing that everything is figure outable and trainable, and life will change. Your perspective will change. So stop believing in yourself again. Everything is figure outable and trainable again, because it's so important. I don't know what your goal is in life or your dream, but there is a way. You just have to find it. There is a solution for every problem. I mean, again, people found a way to land on the moon. So you should realize that there is a solution for your problems as well. I mean, you just have to figure it out. And yep, I do believe in this stuff too. So many things in my life are challenging right now. I have this dream that I will reach a million people and help them. And I also think, and I'm that serious, that I will play a huge role in helping to end the world hunger. Seriously, I'm that serious. You get love, but I don't care. I really believe this. And yeah, that's it. I hope you liked it. It would mean the world to me if you could leave a review for this podcast. I don't know if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Pocket Cast. I don't know, but it only would take 10 seconds to leave a review, and it helps me reaching my goals and helping more people. So please, it would mean the world to me. And yeah, also make sure to subscribe. I love doing this podcast. I love to help you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to deliver value. So anyways, thank you so much for listening, for texting me. Yeah, it's for texting me. Also, thank you that you're actually listening, even if I have a weird German accent. No, I'm just kidding. Do I have an accent? Just let me know. I'm curious. Yeah, have an amazing day. Be happy. See you soon. Goodbye. Drink chai.